So what's the best thing to do if you can't use a functional reinforcer? There are several ways, varying on their level of precision, that reinforcers can be identified. You could simply ask the individual or care providers to nominate preferred items that the client would work for during the session. This is simple and fast, but relies on self-report, which tends to be unreliable. Another strategy for identifying reinforcers is to observe the individual in the natural environment and collect data on the types of items and activities the individual tends to engage with. It can be inferred that an item or activity an individual allocates considerable time to will function as a reinforcer when delivered contingent on a specified response. This method might take more time, and sometimes certain items or activities aren't as reinforcing when delivered outside the natural environment. And the most precise way to identify potential reinforcers is to actually perform a test, meaning to do an experimental analysis. There are several preference assessments that have been developed that are specifically designed to identify highly preferred items such as single stimulus, or SS, paired stimulus, or PS, and multiple stimulus without replacement, or MSWO. Preference assessments are time-consuming. However, with these assessments, you are able to identify and rank order items and activities in order of preference, which makes preference assessments much more precise.